A federal inmate is suing the Trump administration over an executive order that impacts transgender prisoners. The lawsuit challenges the president's directive requiring the government to recognize only two unchangeable sexes, which also requires transgender women, born male, to be housed in men's prisons. The order also ends transition-related medical treatments for inmates. The suit was filed in a Massachusetts federal court by a transgender woman using the pseudonym Maria Moe in the documents. Moe, who began transitioning in middle school and has been housed in a women's prison since her incarceration, is seeking to block the new regulations for all transgender prisoners. The inmate was recently moved to a special housing unit, and according to the suit, she will be transferred to a men's prison. Moe's legal team argues this transfer, as well as the potential denial of medical treatment, violates constitutional rights, including equal protection under the Fifth Amendment and protection against cruel and unusual punishment under the Eighth Amendment. The executive order fulfills a promise President Trump made on the campaign trail, ending taxpayer-funded transition surgeries for inmates, a highly politicized issue that made its way into one of the most talked about campaign ads in 2024. The executive order calls for changes to the regulations deciding where transgender prisoners are housed. Under the previous guidelines, transgender prisoners were individually assessed for housing placement, including their risk of sexual victimization. However, the new order directs the Justice Department to amend these rules based on prisoners' reproductive biology.